I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Senegal's tallest come to the United States for an education and a chance at the NBA. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our weekly discussion of the news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
A record 117.7 million people were ready for some football last weekend, and NBC estimates that more than 56% of the current U.S. population tuned in for at least 6 minutes of the game. Did they get a good one?
They got an interesting one. They didn't get a particularly well-played game. They didn't get a high-scoring game. They got a tense game, a close game, and I think of the 56% of the American people who actually watched the game, you know, 49% of them are probably very happy.
No Sean Moreno, who is employed by the Denver Broncos, was stopped on suspicion of drunk driving recently, Charlie. Based on his license plate, is it fair to say that perhaps he wasn't surprised?
You know, if you're going to drive your Bentley convertible erratically and 70 miles an hour in a construction zone, as my old grandpappy once told me, don't have license plates that read sauced.
I can think of all kinds of synonyms. What I can't think of is why somebody would have requested that license plate.
Because if you have a Bentley, my friend, you get sauced.
You do not get sozzled.
But
usually if you have a
sockless.
Bentley, if you have a Bentley, you have a chauffeur, and it doesn't matter if you're sauced
That's one of the great mysteries of modern athlete, which is why they're all so allergic to having people drive them anywhere.
As of this week, if somebody asks you what it takes to get to be a star in the NBA, you can say, quote, 4 years at Harvard, and for the first time ever, you'll be right.
It's been a big year for Harvard basketball. The current Crimson team is ranked nationally, and Jeremy Lin has become a star in New York City to the point where Asian TV is now picking up the Knicks games.
I love it. Jason Terry of the Dallas Mavericks feels that he should be included in the NBA's three-point shooting contest during the All-Star weekend. Based on what he's willing to do if he does make the cut, he should be one of the competitors, right?
He's going to predict a win in his own flesh. He's going to get a tattoo that says he's going to win. He'll do that if they let him in the contest.
Now, this worked for him once before. This is the guy who had the trophy tattooed on himself, and then they went out and won the NBA championship.
If you can't trust your own body, what else can you trust?
College basketball no longer has an undefeated team.
Men's college basketball
no longer has an undefeated team.
No, leave that one in because I want you exposed as the sexist you are.
All right, Baylor, I apologize.
Macho fool.
Anyway, on the men's side, the Murray State Racers took the drop. What happened there?
Well, they've been living dangerously a little bit in Tennessee State, who is not really good but good enough, went out and caught them.
Charlie, there is talk of Manny Ramirez returning to Major League Baseball, possibly with the Oakland A's. So, is Manny a Moneyball kind of guy?
I have no idea, but you have to remember that no matter who picks him up, they have to wait 50 games
right,
for him to play. He's suspended for a third plus of the season. So, I mean, there's some talk about Oakland. There's also some talk about Baltimore, which means he would come back to Fenway on a number of different occasions, which would be rather hilarious. If you want to know which way I'm rooting, that's the way I'm rooting.
Always root for the story. The NHL's Winter Classic will feature the Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs at Michigan Stadium on New Year's Day 2013. A record 115,000 tickets will be available. Do you agree with Commissioner Gary Bettman that won't be nearly enough?
It probably won't be. And, of course, on the surface, this looks completely idiotic because there are a lot of those seats you will have no concept of what's actually going on the ice. But it's the Wings and the Leafs. It's two of the original six. It's a great stadium. I have no problem with this.
Soccer's 2014 World Cup will be played in Brazil, and if things break right, each of those games will be played in an actual stadium.
Yes, if they can get the labor strife out of the way. The workers who are building and renovating all the stadiums are threatening to go on strike if the employers don't agree to a plan for unified salaries and benefits, so I'm sure that the muckety-mucks at FIFA have their hearts and their mouths and their hands at the buffet table eating nervously to see if this works out.
Has there ever been a slower moving target than FIFA?
Absolutely. Well, the NCAA, but there aren't many.
Meanwhile, in the UK, as in the US and elsewhere, unemployment is a major concern. So how do we explain Fabio Capello, late the coach of England's soccer team, walking away from the job that was paying him $9 million a year?
Because he said, he's not leaving the job. He's escaping from the job. But the English Football Association stripped Terry of his captaincy over some racism charges without telling Fabio Capello. This was apparently the last of several straws. And so England is now looking for a coach.
Alberto Contador won the 2010 Tour de France, you may remember. Then he tested positive for a banned substance. This week, his appeal was denied, and he was stripped of his title, much to the delight of Andy Schleck, who finished second, right?
No, Andy Schleck says he won't claim the Tour title just because Alberto Contador got banned. He said, if I'm declared the overall winner of the 2010 Tour de France, it will not make me happy. I battled with Contador in that race, and I lost. Good for Andy Schleck, by the way. I find that very, very enheartening.
Charlie, we've all heard scary stories about tennis parents, but is it fair to say that if four-time Grand Slam singles champion Arantxa Sánchez Vicario is to be believed, her folks were the most flamboyantly extravagant?
She says in a book that came out this week that her parents lost $60 million of her career earnings. It left her with nothing, apparently, after a really fine career. I remember Arantxa Sánchez Vicario as this kind of plucky little brawler.
Very, very successful player.
Yeah, and apparently, and we've seen this before, Steffi Graf's father went to jail for misusing her money. She says she got a monthly payment from her father and just trusted him to invest the rest. I think he probably invested it in Daddy Vicario Limited. But this is an amazing story. $60 million.
Elsewhere in tennis news, the Spanish Tennis Federation plans...
Nobody expects the Spanish Tennis Federation.
How can I finish this question?
Our weapons are three.
There was this French TV channel that ran this parody, they thought. the Spanish Tennis Federation said, no, not so much, and they're suing. What's going on?
Yeah, this hysterical program is called The Puppets, or probably Le Puppets, as we say in French. And it's a lifetime cartoon figure, obviously Rafael Nadal, urinating into a gas tank before racing off and being pulled over by police for speeding. And the message was, Spanish athletes, they don't win by chance. This is an intimation, of course, that the Spanish athletes are doping. I don't know if they're suing just because they're being accused of doping by this French puppet program or because the French puppet program has Rafael Nadal doing something that's, you know, fairly well, oh, ick.
Charlie Pierce writes about sports for Grantland, among other outlets, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game, or whatever that is in French. Thank you, Charlie.
Au revoir, Bill.
If you're perplexed by Patsy Cline, flummoxed by Fugazi, or bamboozled by Bartok, Brubeck, or Booker T and the MGs, please visit onlyagame.org to learn more about the music you hear on Only a Game.